November 11th is Veterans Day, Armistice Day if you're my mother, and on the Mall in Washington, D.C. this weekend, they're supposed to break ground for yet another new memorial, the World War II Memorial. And like every other memorial put up in Washington during the last two decades, people have fought and are still fighting over where the memorial should be built and how it should look. 20 years ago, for the Vietnam War Memorial, the designer Maya Lin had imagined a black granite V sunk into the Mall in Washington, minimal and somber. Conservatives at the time saw the plan as another example of the liberal cultural conspiracy. Are you now or have you ever been an abstractionist? They demanded something traditional and figurative. And 2 years after the memorial wall was dedicated, they got what they thought they wanted. Three life-sized, realistic statues of infantrymen. I say they thought they wanted, because once the Vietnam Memorial Wall was open, and once tens of millions of Americans made their pilgrimages and experienced the space and stroked the wall, who failed to be moved? Go there today, and it's not liberals or art snobs ignoring the banal statues in favor of the magnificent, heartbreaking black wall. A tragic memorial for a tragic episode, something Americans of this day and age are able to pull off deftly with conviction. Like at the extraordinary new Oklahoma City National Memorial, a field of 168 ghost chairs commemorating the lives wasted in the terrorist bombing of the federal building there. But plain old-fashioned military heroism? We have problems these days knowing what to build to memorialize that. In the debate over the World War II Memorial, a few of the arguments are ideological. Some people want a more celebratory design. But the debate is mainly aesthetic, not political. And this time, I think, the opponents have got it right. The site for the World War II Memorial on the Mall is wrong, both too intrusive and too small, just 7 measly acres to commemorate a great and noble war. And worse, the design is deeply unimaginative. Abstract, but a kind of dull Soviet-style abstraction. 2 giant arches and 56 granite columns surrounding a pool. It's a pity. Elsewhere in our culture just now, we have arrived at a moment of extreme appreciation for the victory of the Second World War, a kind of spontaneous national standing ovation. The movie Saving Private Ryan did not flinch from depicting the screeching bloody nightmare of combat, even as it glorified that most extremely old-fashioned of old-fashioned virtues, doing one's duty.
Private James Ryan is well, and at this very moment, on his way home from European battlefields. Reports from the front indicate James did his duty in combat with great courage and steadfast dedication.
And The Greatest Generation has sold its millions of copies not because its author is a TV star.
As I walk the beaches of Normandy on the 40th and 50th anniversaries of D-Day, I first began to realize how they had shaped my life.
But because it provides a way for us finally to salute the achievement of our forebears, of people like my father in the Philippines and my father-in-law in Normandy. These days, when it comes to celebrating straight-ahead military heroism, we're more comfortable with memorials in the form of software, a film, a book, than with old-fashioned marble and bronze memorial hardware. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.